Blog Talk Radio.
We will sing of the mercies of the Lord forever. We will sing. Yes, we will sing. We will sing of the mercies of the Lord forever. We will sing of the mercies of the Lord. With our mouths will we make known thy faithfulness, thy faithfulness. With our mouths will we make known thy faithfulness to all generations. We will sing of the mercies of the Lord forever. We will sing. Yes, we will sing. We will sing of the mercies of the Lord forever. We will sing of the mercies of the Lord. With our mouths will we make known thy faithfulness, thy faithfulness. With our mouths will we make known thy faithfulness to all generations. We will sing of the mercies of the Lord forever. We will sing. Yes, we will sing. We will sing of the mercies of the Lord forever. We will sing of the mercies of the Lord. Most gracious and most heavenly Father, it is with a grateful heart and a grateful spirit that we come on this morning in an attitude of gratitude to say thank you that we can come. We come in Jesus' name, Father God. We bless you, we honor you, and we praise you, Father God. We thank you for your protection. We thank you for your blessings. We thank you for your spirit, your word. Thank you for Jesus. Thank you for the body of Christ. Thank you for eternal life. Thank you, Father God, for making ways out of no ways. Thank you for an open heaven, open doors, Father God, an extreme, uncommon favor. Father God, we believe, we receive, Father God, even right now, Father God, and we say thank you, Father God, for we realize that if it had not been for you, it was on our side, Father God. We don't know where we would be, but we thank you that we don't have to worry about it. We don't have to guess about it. We don't have to be concerned about it, because, Father God, we are with you and you are with us. And Father God, you said that if we abide in you and your word abide in us, that we can ask you whatever we will and it shall be granted. So Father God, we just want more of you. Because Father God, if we can get more of you, then we automatically get more of everything else. If we get more of you, we automatically get more of all the good things in life, Father God, because every good and every perfect gift coming from you. So, Father God, we can't beat that and don't want to beat it. Unbeatable. And so we bless you and we say thank you, God, even right now. So, Father God, we commit this service into your hands. Hallelujah, that you would have your way. Father God, in the name of Jesus, you're the potter, we're the clay. You're the teacher. Father God, I'm just a speaker. And we just want to say thank you. We want to say thank you for everything. Now, Father God, as you taught your disciples to say, Our Father which art in heaven, hallowed be thy name, thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from all evil. For thine is the kingdom, the glory, and the power, both now and forever and forever and forevermore. And our soul says amen, amen, amen. And our soul says amen.
again. Amen. Bless the Lord, bless the Lord, bless the Lord, bless the Lord. Top of the morning, top of the morning to you, and to you, and to you. Amen. And welcome back to the Life Word Jesus Kingdom Ministries Mentoring Kingdom Leadership with Jesus Christ is the Lord. As we come to lift up Jesus Christ, our Lord and our Savior, come to lift him up higher and higher and higher. Lift Jesus up. For he said, if I be lifted up from the earth, I will draw all men unto me. Amen. I am Dr. Alfreda. Amen. Out of Philadelphia, your host and your kingdom coach on this morning, rejoicing in the God of our salvation, TGIF. Today, God is first. If you, this is your first time with us, may it not be your last time. Amen. Have a seat at the breakfast table. Amen. Breakfast is about to be served. Amen. And man shall not live by bread alone, but by every word that proceedeth out of the mouth of God. Amen. He said he prepares a table before us in the presence of our enemies. Amen. Hallelujah. So we bless God for his faithfulness to us, even when we are not all that faithful unto him. Amen. He changeth not. Amen. And so we bless him. We want you to know that all of our services are our God. Here at Block Talk Radio, we have an altar prayer. Well, we got another altar now. We have a 5 o'clock in the morning altar. You can start. We used to wait to 12 o'clock to have corporate prayer. Amen. Glory be to God. Back at 9, but now the Lord, amen, got us starting our day, commanding our mornings. Amen. 5 o'clock in the morning on Facebook, so you can meet with us there before your day even gets started. Then you can come back at 12 o'clock in the middle of the day, because by then you need a little breather. Amen. Got to get put another swing at the devil. Amen. So you can come back at 12 o'clock and give them a swing, and then before you go to bed at night, come on and hit them one more time at 9 o'clock. Amen. Glory be to God. And it is Friday night. Amen. You come on back at 10 o'clock. Amen. For our praise party, bring your own praise. Amen. So we bless be the name of Jesus Christ. Amen. And to God be all the glory, and to God be all of the honor. Amen and amen. And Father, we say thank you that the words of our mouth and the meditation of our hearts are acceptable in your sight, O Lord, our strength, O Lord, our Redeemer. Amen. And so, beloved, amen, when we think about the Life Word Jesus Kingdom Ministries, and we are celebrating 11 years, amen, in the month of December, 11 years that this ministry has been moving forward, amen. We're not a ministry that shows up every now and then. We're out here every day. Every day for the last 11 years, we've been out in the battlefield. We've been out in the forefront. We're not hiding. Amen. Taking the gospel, amen, around the globe, amen, via, amen, the technology that's available to us, amen. And so we want to thank God for that. That's our primary function, amen. The church was added in, amen, in the physical building, and then we get back to that in the Lord's timing, and definitely not before it. I don't care what everybody else is doing. Amen. I don't care what everybody, I don't keep up with everybody else. I try to keep up with the Holy Spirit. That's the only person I want to keep up with. And when the Lord says it's time to get back into a physical building, we will be there, but we're not going to shut down what we have going here. I mean, so, you know, we're going to keep this going, because this is really the main thing. This is what God called us to. This was the avenue right here that's leading in. So we're not going to abandon, amen, those of you on radio, those of you on the internet. We're not going to abandon you. Glory be to God. Amen. Because we know if we move into a physical building, you won't know what's going on. See, because we're going to be enclosed with walls. But it's time to take ministry on the outside of the walls. See, and if you can't get on the plane or train somewhere and travel there, amen, to our brothers and sisters in another part of the country, one thing for sure, we definitely can get to you on the internet. See, and people want to discount this type of ministry in these days and times, but I'm going to tell you the truth. The people flowing in this type of ministry might really be right in the center of God's will and with the heartbeat of God, because now we are taking ministry to the, we see you in the back office. We see that you're over there in China. We see those in Russia, Indonesia. See, now when we move into a building, you won't know what's going on. See, So glory be to God. So we're going to find a way to, amen, to keep it working on both ends as the Lord lead us and guide us. As the Lord lead us and guide us, then it won't be no strain. And it won't be no stress. As we talked about this morning, as we prayed on physical or mental illness and mental challenges, see? And too many of God's people stressed out. Glory be to God. Why? Because you're taking on more than what God called you to do, see? Or you're going before the Lord and you're not doing it God's way. God has a will. God has a time. God has a way. So once you know the will of God, you just don't run out there. You got to say, okay, now, God, how you want me to do it? What's your timing? Okay, now, after God tell you how to do it, then you got to say, now, when you want me to do it? But, loving, I'm telling you, we have to get real specific. If you want to keep a life that's stress-free and you want to walk in the peace and the blessings of God, just consult with him, and he's not going to lead you the wrong way. If we acknowledge the Lord in all of our ways, he will direct our path. God is not playing games. God is not a player. We want to treat God like God's a player. God don't play. See? And we got to stop playing with him. That's really the deal. We got to stop playing with him. Amen. So this ministry here is a ministry of prayer. Amen. We are based on prayer. Amen. We've been praying for the last 11 years, praying. And glory be to God, we don't intend to stop. Why? Because nothing happens until somebody prays. You can sit around and just want something. Glory be to God. But unless you pray about this thing, God said you have not because you ask not. See, you done talked about it. You done cried about it. Okay, you done slept on it, you done thought about it, but you ain't never prayed about it. See, you done did everything but pray about it. See, and when prayer should have been your first step, that should have been, because if you prayed about it, you wouldn't have had to cry so much. You wouldn't have been so stressed out if you had prayed about it first. See, not to say you won't cry sometime. Glory be to God. Not to say situations don't try to, you know, capture us. Amen. But you'll have the power to shake it off. You'll have the power to loose yourself. See? Beloved, it's so simple that we overlook it. God's word is really so simple. That's why we keep messing up, because I think subconsciously we're telling us it can't be this easy. It got to be more to it. Surely I must apply myself a little more. Surely I got to do something different. You're going to tell me all I have to do is read the words and believe it? Are you really telling me, Pastor, that all I got to do is read the word here? The scripture we shared this morning is I will keep them in perfect peace whose mind is stayed on me because they trust in me. Are you really telling me that all I got to do is trust in God? Boom, bam, bam, that's it? See, it's so simple. So we overlook it, and then we overexert ourselves, and we want to put all this flesh in it and all this carnality in it and all the worldly way of thinking. Romans 12:2, be conformed in the spirit of your mind, taking off the old, putting on the new. Beloved, it's simply that, it's really that simple. It's a shame it takes us so long to learn it. We've been saved for 10 years, 20 years, and we just getting it. We just getting it. See? And somebody else got saved last week and they caught on already. See? That if we just will simply not stop reading the words, we want to read the word of God. But if we would just simply, after we read it, believe it. It's just that simple. We read it, but we don't believe it. We read it, but we don't trust it. See? So we have to pray to God, help me to believe. So this ministry here is a ministry of prayer. Prayer is what we do. Glory be, sometimes my mother will call me in the middle of the day. Sometimes she'll forget, and I don't answer. And she'll say, oh, yeah, I'm sorry, you was on the 12 o'clock. You was on your prayer line, wasn't you? I said, yeah, yeah. And then sometimes when I don't answer, because we used to have prayer at 3 o'clock in the afternoon, we used to pray in this ministry. We would pray at 12 o'clock, then we would come back at 3 o'clock, then we would come back at 6 o'clock, and we would come back at 9 o'clock. And then sometimes we would come back at 12 midnight. Or every 3 hours, we was up on it. And we had the prayer warriors and intercessors. They was there too. Oh, they was lined up. Amen. Glory be to God. Hallelujah. And then sometimes my mother called me 3 o'clock in the afternoon around that time, and I don't answer for whatever reason. Amen. She said, "I'm sorry. Was you on your prayer line? Was you on your?" I said, "No, mommy. I wasn't on the prayer line. We don't have the prayer at 3 o'clock anymore." I said, "I was doing such and such." Amen. Because she knows, amen, that, you know, prayer is going on. Amen. Prayer, 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 prayer. Now the Lord, amen, has really ordained, and I know this is God's will, because I ain't never been so happy to get up, amen, and be ready 5 o'clock in the morning to go live. It's one thing like this, see, glory be to God, because I can come here like this with my pajamas on. And sometimes I do, to be quite honest with you. See, but I can't do that on Facebook. See, because they're going to be sending somebody over. They're going to find me. They're going to come get me. See? But I've never had as much joy. And that's when you know, when your passion is high about something, that's because you're in the center of God's will. See? That's because you're fulfilling vision. You're fulfilling, amen, purpose, amen, glory. That's one of the ways that you know. See? I've never been so excited about prayer. And it's the hot seat, see, because I know also the flip side of that, glory be to God, is you got the devils, you got the demons and the warlocks, amen, glory be to you, coming up against that, glory be to God. But as I was meditating in my bed last night, hallelujah, and the Holy Spirit revealed to me, glory be to God, he said, now some people may see this and some people may not. He said, but when you go on camera, glory be to God, he said, now what some people will see, that you're not showing up by yourself. People with a discerning eye going to see, when they look at you, they're going to see them big angels sitting right in back of you. Glory be to God. So I'm no threat, amen. The devil's no threat, glory be to God, beloved, amen. The devil's no threat. Amen, hallelujah. But we have to be ready. We have to be groomed. We're in training for reigning. Amen. Glory be to God. And I, Lord, forgive me for taking so long to get here, but I thank you that I am here. So that leads into what we want to talk about just for a couple minutes today, beloved. With this ministry being a ministry of prayer, how often should we pray, somebody might ask. Y'all praying again? You praying again? My God, you praying? Yeah, y'all just said prayer last night. Yeah, prayer. What? And this, see, besides the corporate prayer in the ministry, see, we all got our personal prayer. See, we praying with other people. We praying with family. We praying with friends. You know what I mean? Glory be to God. I got some counseling sessions I got to do today. Glory be to God. A prayer. You're praying. You what? Why y'all praying so much? See, let's just look right now real quickly here in the book of Ephesians, chapter 6. And because I love the word of God, I'm just going to read a couple scriptures leading up to the scripture I want to share with you. Verse 10, Ephesians chapter 6, verse 10. Finally, my brethren, be strong in the Lord and in the power of his might. Put on the whole armor of God, that ye may be able to stand against the wiles of the devil. For we wrestle not against flesh and blood, but against principalities, against powers, against the rulers of the darkness of this world, against spiritual wickedness in high places. Wherefore, take unto you the whole armor of God, that ye may be able to withstand in an evil day, and having done all to stand, stand therefore, having your loins girt about with truth, and having on the breastplate of righteousness, and your feet shod with the preparation of the gospel of peace. Above all, taking the shield of faith, wherewith ye shall be able to quench all the fiery darts of the wicked, and take the helmet of salvation, which we prayed about this morning, covering out our minds, amen, with the helmet of salvation, and the sword of the Spirit, which is the word of God. Verse number 18, praying always. Those of you who have your Bible this morning, not afraid to write up in it, amen, underline that, highlight that, praying always. If those of you taking notes this morning, I want you to pay attention to those first two words, amen, in verse number 18. It says, praying always with all prayer and supplication in the Spirit, and watching thereunto with all perseverance and supplication for all saints. Praying always. Let me ask you a question, beloved, this morning. How is your prayer life? How is your prayer life? Prayer a central and a significant part of your life, or is it something you only do when you are with other believers? Is prayer a daily discipline for you? Or do you mainly pray when you get in trouble?
I got some trouble. Saints, pray.
Is that the only time you pray when trouble comes? Tell the truth, Shayla. You ain't got the answer to me. I'm asking you the question. I'm not looking for no answer. I want you to give yourself the answer. I want you to judge your own self. What does your prayer life look like? Now, some of us, amen, Christians, if we was honest, we would say we don't really have no prayer life. I pray every now and then. I pray if... Pastor Bradford called me and asked me to pray. I pray. that's the only time you're praying. Baby, let me tell you something. Especially when you're out front, you got to pray before you pray. Do you pray when you are home alone? Tell the truth. Look, I like a little TV. I watch a little TV sometimes. Most of the time, TV watching me. Most of the time, TV watching me. Glory be to God. I work from home for the most part. I don't know what the next few weeks going to look like. Amen. Glory be to God. But, beloved, amen. When you're home alone, do you pray? I thank God for the opportunity to work from home because I could pray all day now. I pray sitting at the computer. I pray sitting watching dishes. I pray while eating. Glory be to God. I thank God for it. Or do you find that when you pray and worship the Lord, only when you come to church? And I know some people, they only pray when they come to church. Oh, you could tell who they are. A sister, so-and-so, brother, so-and-so, can you come up and lead us in prayer? And they until 15 and 20 minutes stumbling around, ain't start the praying yet. 15, 20 because they're trying to catch up where they haven't prayed all week or the last 2 weeks. See, now they're trying to catch up. No, that ain't the time to catch up. Okay, thank you. You can go have a seat now. Or do you pray just in the presence of other worshipers and praying people? See, only on Wednesday nights when church doors is open, coming in, amen, for prayer. Is that the only time you pray? Just on that Tuesday night, Wednesday night? Beloved, to pray regularly requires discipline. And unfortunately, most people are on again, off again when it comes to prayer. On again, off again. Praying this week, I ain't feel like praying. I don't feel like praying this week. I prayed yesterday. They're faithful for a while. Oh, they're real faithful for a while. But then they fall out of prayer. Why? Because they're too tired to get up early. Too tired to get up early to pray. It blessed my heart. I really didn't expect so many people to be on. It was this our second day meeting at 5 o'clock. And to see, amen, glory be to God, so many of you on the line, amen, forfeiting another hour of sleep to come into prayer 5 o'clock in the morning. Y'all don't know how you blessed my heart. Amen. To give me that moral support, I mean, I would do it anyway. because I perform for an audience of one. If I didn't see nobody there, I'm not going to pray any less. Amen. Glory. I'm not going to cut it any short. But it is so encouraging, amen, to see your brothers and sisters, amen, up early over there in Oklahoma City this morning. It's 4 o'clock in the morning over there. See? But we tired, but we might be tired, but we ain't too tired. Oh, my God, Jesus. Because if we come tired, we know after the prayer, amen, the tiredness is going to go away. We don't even know where the tiredness went. Or sometimes we just become distracted by other things. That's why it's good. If you notice, Jesus always prayed early in the morning. Was his central time of prayer. Why? Because, beloved, you know, in the middle of the day, when the Lord gave me this instruction, this mandate to go on Facebook on Sunday, and I was talking to the Lord, I said, okay, well, Lord, when you want me to do it? You want me to do it in the morning, you know, since you normally wake me up around 3, 4 o'clock anyway. I said, oh, you want me to do it at 10 o'clock at night? Or, I'm just talking to the Lord, you know what I mean? Because I had the instruction. Now I got to be specific here. What you want me? God has a will. God has a time. God has a way. See? And the Lord said 5 o'clock in the morning. I said, okay, Lord, you got it. Amen. You got it. Jesus always prayed early in the morning. Not to say that was the only time Jesus prayed, but come on now, saints, when you're up early in the morning, the telephone ain't ringing. For most people, okay, you know, the everything should be quiet. You don't have to turn the TV on unless you just want to. Turn that TV off. That news ain't going to change. You can catch up with the news anytime. The doorbell's not ringing. You don't have the hustle and the bustles. Maybe you can even open your window like Daniel did if you want to. Everything's quiet. You might hear a bird chipping. Huh? Glory be to God. See, and you're not distracted. Sometimes when, you know, glory, even like on our 12 o'clock altar, okay, we hear the telephone ringing, you know what I mean, and, you know, you're talking to the kids and you're talking to that, because it's a lot of stuff that's going on. All of that is important. All of that is important. But glory be to God, amen, that distraction, that's why you got to get it in while you can get it in. See, get it in while you can get it in, saints. But now, this is the real question I want to say, amen, and I'm finished this morning. So I already asked you, how often do you pray, all right? So you know, only you know the answer to that. Only you know, amen, how is your prayer life. Now let me ask you another question. How often are we supposed to pray? Now I asked you how often you pray. Now let's get to the nitty and the gritty this morning. How often are we supposed to pray? Well, let's see what God's word say. Not what Pastor Bradford say. Let's see what God's word say. And our scripture this morning, in verse 18, amen, God gives us the answer. It says, praying always with all prayer and supplication in the Spirit, and watching thereunto with all perseverance and supplication for all saints. Beloved, the word of God is the word of God, and we cannot change it. If you add anything to it or take anything away, the Bible calls you accursed. It said we are to pray always. When we look at that word always, beloved, it's a Greek word. Amen. Compound word. Amen. The definition means at each and every occasion. Pray at each and every occasion. So that scripture is telling us, beloved, pray anytime there's an opportunity. No matter where you are or what you are doing, use every occasion, every season, every possible moment to pray. Bam, there it is. And so as the Spirit of God, amen, really started dealing me with this, so now when I'm talking to people, counseling people, whatever, I don't wait to bring their name to no prayer altar. Now, I will bring their name to the prayer altar. Some of them I will. Some of them I pray. Some of them I put on the altar, amen, for us to touch and agree. I pray for them right there at the moment. Well, okay, well, I'm going to take this to the 12 o'clock prayer altar. Take it to the 12 o'clock prayer altar, but you're talking to that individual now, 8 o'clock in the morning. Pray now. Pray every opportunity. This is what the Word of God is telling us here. Each and every occasion, wherever there's an opportunity, no matter where you are and what you are doing, you can stop 1 minute, you know, and put a prayer in. It might not be a long prayer, depending on what the Spirit want to do. I notice our Caucasian brothers and sisters, they say very short prayers. They say very short prayers, and they're very powerful prayers, and their prayers are answered. It's not a matter of how long it is or how short it is. It's a matter of how sincere it is. This clearly tells us, beloved, that prayer is not optional for the Christian who is serious about his or her spiritual life. It's not a, don't pray, pray if you get some opportunity. Pray if you get a chance. Okay, now, if you feel like it, pray. No, 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 no. We don't have an option. According to the scripture, believers are to make prayer a top priority. Write that down in your notebooks this morning. Prayer is a top priority. Yet, unfortunately, beloved, prayer is largely disregarded by the average Christian today, and we know it. You know, I remember years ago, when I was working for the city of Philadelphia, amen, and I was in my early 20s, and I had a girlfriend, and Carol, and I would go and talk. This is when I was really running from the Lord, before I had really come in all the way, and I would come and share all my problems with her, and this and that, and she would listen, and one day she said something that I never forgot. She said, "Have you prayed about it?" You know how some things in the past, like, you just never forget. Some things, you know, you have a hard time remembering, you know what I mean? Some things, you know, you just never forget. That was just like, you know, a wake-up moment for me. You know, I'm talking to you, you know what I mean, so you can pray, you know what I mean, or whatever, amen. But she said, "Have you prayed about it?" And then later on, she told me her grandmother told her to ask me that. Thank you, Grandma. Amen. Glory be to God. Beloved, prayer isn't a priority in your life right now. Why not make it a priority starting today? You can just start right now today, right now today. Glory be to God. You don't have to wait to Sunday. You don't have to wait to prayer night. You don't have to wait. Just make prayer, amen, glory be to God, a priority. Make up your mind that I ain't doing nothing before I pray. I'm talking to God before I pray. I got to get the green light. I got to talk to my Father. Let me run this past Daddy. Because otherwise, beloved, I tell you, otherwise we end up making so many mistakes. We, you know, we go on our emotions. We go on something that sounds good, something that feels good, sounds like it's a good idea, you know. But it's not God's will for you at this particular time and hour. See, then, you know what I mean, then, you know, it could be embarrassing, glory be to God, and a whole bunch of repercussions out of that. And all we had to do was pray first. See, and I am learning. I'm not 100% there. I'm not 100%, but I'm going to tell you, I'm a whole lot better than I used to be. I'm a whole lot better than I used to be. I try not to really be so quick to jump on it. Can you pass the, yeah, okay. What, okay, you ain't talked to God about that. Okay, or what about this? Okay, that sound good. It sound good, but you ain't talked to Daddy about that. You ain't prayed one prayer. And see, if it's what your daddy think about this. Do you have permission? He might have some other plans for you on that day in an hour. He may have set an appointment for you over there, and you trying to do something over here and wonder why you can't get nothing going. trying to be a people pleaser. Saints, it don't work that way in the Lord's kingdom. We have to be a God pleaser. And when we please God, the people will be all right. Because he said even he will even make his your enemies to be at peace with you when your ways please him. But we don't pray. So today, beloved, as I close, make a decision today. You might say, and some of you listening over across the globe, wherever you're at today, you might say, but Pastor, I don't have time to pray. Listen to me. Listen to me, and I'm finished. What you going to say? Why? What? Well, listen. If you don't want to hear nothing else, you got to hear this. You have time to do whatever you really want to do, and you know it's true. You have time, you make time to do whatever you really want to do, whatever is important to you, you're going to make time for it. So if it's truly in your heart to pray, beloved, you can find the time. And if your schedule is as busy as you think it is, then I want you to take this scripture this morning to heart, Ephesians 6 and 18. I want you to take that to heart. Grab any available time you can find and make it your prayer time. 20-minute break right here. Okay, yeah, 20 minutes of work. God don't need 20 minutes. God don't need 20 minutes. Some of you, the house so crowded. One of my friends, amen, glory be to God, Reverend Draper, amen, they used to sit out in the car. He'd sit out in the car and get his prayer wrong. The house was so crowded. His mother, growing up, wasn't really even no Christian, you know, was, you know, scrutinizing him for being a Christian, living in the house full of sinners. He said he would just sit out in the car. Grab any available time you can grab and get it in. And so, beloved, why don't you start this today, right now, today. Start this morning out right. Start this morning out different. Amen. Make a quality decision to make prayer your first order of business. Well, how your day look? Well, I get up and I take my shower, I take my bath, I have my coffee, and okay, all right. So let's change all that starting the day. I get up, I have prayer. Amen. What's important to you? Seek ye first the kingdom of God and all of his righteousness, and all these other things shall be added unto you. Amen and amen. Father God, in the name of Jesus Christ, we ask you to help us to become consistent in prayer. We admit that other things have distracted us from being in your presence, but we ask you to forgive us for this. And give us the strength to say no to those things that keep pulling us away from time in prayer. Thank you for helping us to make this a high priority in our lives. And we know that with your help, we can learn to discipline ourselves to pray. Thank you for helping us get started on the right path today. In Jesus' name, we thank you. And in Jesus' name, we pray. And our soul says, amen, amen, and amen. All right, there it is. Bless the Lord, O my soul, and all that is within me. Bless his holy and bless his righteous name. And the word of God will not return unto him void, but will always accomplish everything he has sent it forth to do. Amen. So we bless God. All right, amen, hallelujah. We want to invite you. Now, we notice I get a report, amen, from free conference call of everybody of that be on the prayer line. Amen. So I know who's on the prayer line. Amen. At 12 o'clock and at 9 o'clock. And yesterday we had a lot of visitors. A lot of visitors on there. They didn't say nothing. They didn't say nothing. And that's okay. Amen. Because they probably want to fill us out first, make sure that we, you know, we right. We're not no cult. Okay. So it's okay. Amen. But we had a lot of visitors on yesterday at 12 o'clock. Amen. And so if this is your first time, amen, let it not be your last time, amen. Call back in again at 12 o'clock today, Lord's willing. We'll be there calling at the top of the hour, amen, and then back at 9 o'clock, amen, and to God be praised. Tomorrow night is Bible study, amen, at 8 o'clock, amen, hallelujah. We have a, amen, a surprise for you tomorrow, amen, our teacher. Amen for the evening. Amen. To God be praised. This Friday night is Bring Your Own Praise at 10 o'clock. Amen. 10 o'clock p.m. Amen. Come with your testimonies. Come with your songs. Amen. Glory be to God. And to God be praised, glory, and all of the honor. All right. I believe that is it for today. Amen, hallelujah, we bless the Lord. Again, I think you still have maybe a short time if you desire to attend the banquet for our Bishop Lawrence Williams celebrating 11 years anniversary. Tickets are $50. The banquet is Saturday night. Amen. You still may have time to jump in. Amen. Glory be to God, because people need to know, especially when they're serving food, they need to know. Amen, and we bless God. All right, amen. I'll meet you at the altar of prayer today, Lord's willing, at 12, back at 9, and then tomorrow morning at 5 a.m., amen, Facebook Live, amen. And we give God all the praise. Tomorrow is also our Praise Wednesday. Not quite sure how the Holy Spirit's lead me to do this. We may have a guest. We may have a guest on tomorrow. I'm waiting for them to confirm today. But in either case, amen, glory be to God. Be prepared to share a testimony or word of praise with us on tomorrow for our Wednesday praise. Amen, and to God be praised. Father God, we say thank you for the word of God on today. Father God, you're so faithful. And Father God, when we contend with you in prayer, you contend with us in blessings. And the devil wants us to think that our prayer life, Father God, is weak, want to disqualify us, Father God, for all the sins and the mistakes that we've made and all these lies that he paints to keep us from praying, Father God. But, Father God, we want to say thank you that our eyes are open and we will do better, because when we pray, we save lives. When we pray, Father God, people's lives are changed because we are praying. They don't even know we are praying. They don't have to know we are praying. We're still going to pray. The same way somebody prayed for us, Father God, and someone is still praying for us. Our brothers, we're only here and doing what we're doing and becoming who we're becoming because somebody is praying. And we may never know them until we get to heaven, but somebody is praying, and Jesus already prayed, and he's still praying. So help us to be faithful to the command. Help us not to be lazy, Father. And help us to pray and to keep on praying. You said pray always. Look for opportunities to pray. Father God, we want to pray for all those missionaries, Father God, in Haiti, Father God, that have been kidnapped. Father God, they're in Haiti trying to do the work of the Lord, and they was kidnapped. Father God, this is a trick of the enemy, Father God, to slow down evangelism and to stop people from moving forward in your word. Father, we pray that the immediate release of those missionaries, Father, in Jesus' name, in Jesus' name. Father God, this Aubrey case, Father God, where these three Caucasian men killed that 25-year-old brother, Aubrey. Father God, 25 years old, jogging. Father God, now may justice be served, not in his case and every other case similar to that, Father. Father, may they get more than just a slap on the wrist. Father God, may justice be served in this case, Father God, in the name of Jesus Christ. And Father God, we want to lift up the new Delta that they announced. Now they call this Delta Variant Plus. It's a third layer. We're going to move from COVID to Delta, now to Delta Plus. Father God, we're so happy to know that we have been immune by the Holy Ghost. The Holy Spirit has given us our vaccine. Father God, to protect us from all these pestilence that's showing up out of nowhere. They don't know where it's coming from, and they can't control it, and they're trying to keep up, Father God, with it. But, Father God, the answer lies in salvation and sanctification and holiness unto the Lord. Us living in your house, dwellers in your house, covered under the blood, that's the only thing that's going to be able to keep us in these last days. Father God, help us to get the message out and help people, Father God, to run to you. To run to you, Father God. The answer is in Jesus, and Jesus is the answer. And you're going to, Father God, keep speaking until the people begin to listen. So, Father God, we say thank you that we have heard. Now we pray for those who are not listening to hear also. We bind absolutely every spirit of retaliation in the name of the Father, the Son, and the precious Holy Ghost. Bless Brother Tyrone's event tomorrow, Father God. Do something supernatural, Father God. It's more than just about getting the information now, but Father God, just move supernatural, Father God. And we thank you for the blessing of the Lord that maketh rich and you add no sorrow to it. And we say thank you and we bless you, Father. Amen. We seal this prayer by the word, the blood, and the spirit. We cast it at Jesus' feet to decree and declare it cannot and it will not be broken. And we bind every spirit of retaliation in Jesus' name. And may the words of our mouth and the meditation of our hearts be acceptable in your sight, O Lord, our strength and our Redeemer. Now unto him who is able to keep you from falling and to present your faults for the presence of his glory with exceeding joy, to the only wise God, our Savior, be glory and majesty, dominion and power, both now and forever. And the Lord bless you and keep you and make his face smile upon you. Amen. Give you grace. Give you peace. Amen. Hallelujah. Both now and forevermore. Amen. Satan is defeated. Darkness is dispelled in Jesus Christ. He is the King of Kings and Jesus Christ. He is the Lord of Lords. Thank you for allowing me to serve you today. Amen. And everybody have a wonderful day in Jesus' name. Pastor Bradford, signing out. Amen. Love you.
You give and take away. Oh, yeah. Every joy and every pain. And through it all, you will remain over it all.
You're God of the hills and valleys, hills and valleys, God of the hills and valleys, and I am not alone. You're the God of the hills, the God of the valleys, God of the hills, and I am not alone. People hurting, people broken, beaten down and feeling hopeless, wondering if it's gonna always be this way.
Who will speak up for the captive, show some love and heal a past that finds the wounds we think never go away.
Oh,
on the horizon as the generation stepping out in faith.
Because we will be a people on our knees as one before the King. Cause we believe.
Come on, if you believe.
The world starts changing when the church starts.